what you do to women when you stand up and say not all men is that you take away the credibility of what they're saying. You try to discredit their value, to discredit their intelligence as human beings and even as women. It's crazy to me, honestly, that that would be the first thing that comes to your mind. I was very angry, and rape and abuse are things that are very triggering for me, being that I've been through the same. So I get very aggravated when we're trying to talk about protecting women, protecting victims, men as well, and instead of trying to help us, you want to debate about the credibility of our feelings and our experiences. I'll say that you're trash for that and you do not care. You're trying to find holes at the wrong time. I'm not saying that there's not women who lie or, you know, try to pretend that some things happened to them. I'm just saying that this is the wrong time. When someone comes out to you or on the internet or wherever they want to come out, because I know for sure that coming out takes on, it takes everything from you. It takes all the strength you have. So for someone to actually find the courage to want to speak on it, it's crazy. And you're trash for trying to discredit that. So with that said, I know this is not the only time that I'm gonna address rape and people who come up with the not all men, whatever, na hizo vitu zote, but I'm just saying, for now, manze, kweni sensitive, kweni loving, kweni kind, kweni supportive. And kama we una feel unataka the other side of the story, pia wewe endo demand answers kutoka kwa yo rapist, kutoka kwa yo abuser. Why do you feel like the victim or the person who had to experience all this bullshit owes you anything? Even them coming out is not because they owe you shit. They're coming out because they owe it to themselves and they have their own reasons. So please, 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 wase, to try ku compassionate, to try ku loving, to try ku kusikizana na kusaidiana vile tunaweza. And with that said, I just don't have words to say to show how angry I am, but I'm very angry at people who want to come and discredit people's feelings.
Hey guys, so today the topic is gonna be a bit more sensitive. It's something I've been trying hard to get the courage to talk about, but nikitu enyewe atami sijui nianze wapi. So today the TL is up in flames over rape na abuse, and I'm so mad, I'm so angry. In fact, nasikia niko hapa na brother angu and we were just talking about it, and so of course I've hopped on the conversation. Na kuna wase wanasema, you know how there's guys who jump on just to say not all men, there's men who love their women, there's men who, let me just ask you guys for real, Chris, mnafikirianga tukisema men are trash ama men put us through this shit, why is it automatic for you guys to think that we're just bitter about a breakup? Mbona hamfikiriangi all this shit that we have to go through as women? And in that opinion, as black women, we actually have to go through rape, abuse. It's like tumeoneshwa kukua black woman, you have to go through so much bullshit for you to be able to be chosen or loved. Mpaka women saivi, hawajui hata kujipenda, nika yani lazima go through pain though ukwe picked. What the fuck is up with that? First, my thoughts are all up in the air, so I don't even know where to start.
Honestly speaking, men wanna leo kwa Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, honestly, men are trash. Siko baya, minim jama. Yeah. Minim jama. Lakini vitu nimeona, mbona unakam, unasema ati, oh, not all men. Like,
speaking. It's just the same as ati all lives matter. Sisi, tuko hapa tunatry kupush cause, tunatry kusema, listen, as Roberta Bobby, ama as a woman, this is what I'm going through. This is what I've been through. So and so, this happened to me. So why, as who, unakuja kudiscredit kitu mina feel, kitu nime go through, kitu nasema, kujaribu kuniambia ati it's not all men, or ati don't say all of us. What the fuck? Like, why do you guys think it's about ati we are bitter because you think that's the biggest issue? We are bitter because a man cheated on us, so now we are bitter, so all men are trash, so we hate men. Don't you guys actually see that as women, this is the shit we go through? Don't men see that? Ama, ebu nifanye nilewe, because maybe from a guy's perspective, it's gonna be a bit different.
Me acha tu acha nikwambia, men really need to work on themselves.
The topic of discussion today is rape and abuse amongst black mm-hmm. women.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think there's a disconnect? Nini hatuelewani? Mbona nikisema I have been raped, the first thing a man thinks to come and tell me is, are you sure? Are you lying? Ati unadanganya? Do men really think this is something we want to brag about? Because I feel like, for me, as a victim, by the time nime gather iyo courage kukua ata able kusema I have been raped,
imekutake.
Do you know the kind of strength and triggers and pain like I've had to...
Trauma.
This thing makes me so mad, and I'm sorry if I sound like I'm shouting. It's just that I'm very enraged by whatever is going on the TL today. And I just felt like I needed to speak up on it. And I was just here chilling with my brother. He's 20 years old, by the way. And pia yeye understand how someone who has much more experience at life, ama someone who's older than him or younger than him, can sit and come up with such a comment to disregard women's traumas, to disregard the kind of abuse that women... So are men denying that women go through these things? Kwa sababu, kama mi nasema nimerepiwa, na the first thing kufikiria kuniuliza ni ni ukweli, ume report, ni wapi mapolisi usaidia watu wamerepiwa? Kenya gani? Because maybe shit to happen, but do they not understand that rape is deeper than just... Ama mnafikiria rape ni nini? Ni si kitu serious kwenu? Jumbi sielewi. Na nasema kwenu because you're a man. And it's mm-hmm. not that ati nakweka kwa the same bracket na all these men who do this crazy things. I'm just trying to mm-hmm. understand things like from a male point of view. And this podcast, I know we're recording it impromptu, like tumesema tu tukae chini tu record sahi tuongee what we're feeling. Mm-hmm. But I'm very disappointed in men. Very disappointed in men. I feel like men don't stand up for us. It's always like they never just stand up on their own to say, please, let's just be there for our women. They're always waiting for opportunities to come and fight us when we stand up for ourselves. It's like when we stand up for ourselves, wanataka kutushukisha, na hawa wataki kutusimamia. And in that same length, when men also go through abuse and rape, we're the first ones to laugh at them, to laugh at the pain they've gone through. Why do we belittle rape and abuse? Mbona tunaona nika hizi vitu ni vitu ndogo? Ama, don't you know the kind of dignity it takes away from? As in, wase ni mejam.
Maze, adi heshima.
So what do you think, Chris? Is it that there's a discord in communication? Ama... ni nini mena wajui rape ni nini, ama awa nona ni fan kutu sexualize na kutu demoralize, na tukionge about it wana, ni the same people wanataka kutu fight.
Before tatu nembali, what is rape? Rape ni nini?
Rape ni nini?
Yeah, as in nini neza kwa categorized as rape, ndio labda waelewe juna kahawa jui.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me read for you something. A special, my friend just posted something up on IG and I screenshotted it and I posted them. So maybe I could read it out, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about, she said, just hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the many ways men, mostly men, are complicit in sexual abuse. This is not I'm not trying to ingilia men or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be black and white about what is happening right now. Because through my experiences, from my friends' experiences, from as in unadrenge kwa story moja isolated, hey. Hatuwezi sema men are trash.
Ata sivo, ata mini na riba.
Yeah, like from your friends. Exactly. So how, imagine having to be a man and sit through, listen to stories of your friend who's been raped, whether a woman or a man, and you can't do any, as in, you want to discredit them. You want to tell them ati ukushua ulirepiwa. What the fuck? What the fuck? Like, why is it that the first thing you think about ni, instead of ata thinking kwa yo mse, are you okay? How can I help? Like, what's the next thing I can do to try and make you feel, you know? Why is it the first thing that wants to come out of your mouth is unadanganya, unasema ukweli, ulireport kwa polisi, wesi ulijump to ju so and so alikudump, so unadanganya alikurape. Why?
Kitu naona hawajui meaning ya rape ni nini.
Yeah.
That's why
nataka
tuwatole, tuambie rape ni nini.
Okay, sawa.
Warade, wajui rape ni nini. They don't know what rape is. Because mi hata mujam by the way.
Mujam.
Na unajua, okay, ukona bestie.
Yeah.
You have a friend, let's say, ako ina relationship. Yeah, ini dem, okay, kama mimi.
Yeah.
Ina bestie dem.
Yeah.
Come. Kanimbea kuli go down hivi na hivi jana. Na pia yeye, upitia some form of abuse, but hezi ongea, anani show.
Yeah.
The only way to keep this guy near kwe hivo. I get mad. I love. Yeah, so I really want to wajue to rape ni nini.
Okay.
You pia, and also, you pia mademu ingine out there. Maybe wamepitia rape na wajue.
Yeah, it's true.
Waleza kwa wamepitia rape na wajue.
Yeah, and it takes like, sometimes it takes even 2, 3, 20 years ndo unanza kuelewa rape ni nini. Ndo unona, what the f... This guy actually raped me.
Raped me, took advantage. So, let's just...
Listen. To me, I'm not even going to go ati kwa dictionary kusoma definition ya rape. Rape to me is when I have not consented to any form of sexual practice.
Yeah.
As long as I have not said yes, as long as I am not accepting, as long as I have not comfortable, as long as I've said I don't want it, whether I've said no, as long as I've said no, it's no. I don't care whether I'm on top of you naked. I don't care whether your dick is inside me already.
Mm-hmm.
What pleasure do you find in having sex with someone who doesn't want to have sex with you? Nini na kubamba hapo? Nini na kubamba hapo? Because, yeah, okay, yeah, maybe I wanted to have sex initially.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to it and then I say no. So why is it difficult for you to stop? Why?
Yeah.
Why? Like, why would you want to struggle with me and fight me and then keep going? Why? So as long as I haven't consented to it, coercion. The point where I've said no, but you're still trying to please woye, please woye. Ukikubali nitakufanyia, ukikubali nitakupea.
What?
Why are you trying to have sex with me and I'm not? As in, why would you? Listen, guys, have sex with people who want you. It's better, it's sweeter, it's more fun.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Like, it's either that or you have a mental issue. You have a mental issue because if it's easy for you to abuse people, then you have a problem.
And you need to work on it.
You need help. You need a therapist, jail. You need to be Missy Jui. Una need to rehabilitation. For real. So, I wanted to read out what my friend wrote. It's ways that people, mostly like men, are complicit to sexual abuse. Because sometimes, may I feel like maybe ni juu hatuna information vile umesema na maybe tu hatujui rape ni nini, hatujui sale tunarepiwa. So, listen, guys. These are the types of ways that you remain complicit to sexual abuse without even knowing it. If you decide to remain friends with rapists, and by this I mean people who have been accused of rape before, ama sijui, they've been found guilty, why are you friends with them? Why are you still kekekeing with them? Why are you still...
Wewe bishte yako, ukisikia bishte yako, wewe niambie wewe, maybe mina nina try ku... Mi sijui. Unaweza kuwa bishte na msi unaambiwa amerepwa,
I see.
akona zero remorse. He's not changed. Hajali. Yanona, you know the right thing to do. Kwa abuse women. Are you ready to be friends with such a person?
No, not cut off.
Exactly. So why do you think it's easy for people to be friends with such people, Bado? Why do you think people do it? They're scared.
No.
They're scared of losing friends.
Yes, hii inaweza kuwa pia possibility. Unaweza kuwa pia one number pa ama pale pia ku maintain kitu and in childish.
Your first instinct is to discredit whenever you see a sexual abuse story. This is what I was talking about. Yani kila sa ukiona story ya rape, your first instinct, the first thing you want to talk about, the first thing you want to ask is, hiyo story ni ukweli? O dema na danganya? Ni ukweli kweli? We ni nani? We ni jury ama we ni judge? Ama we ndo lawyer wake? Why do you want to have to make someone relive their rape story, their abuse story over and over again, and you're not offering any help? When imdaku tu kwa internet.
Maze.
When imdaku tu kwa internet, akuna kitu, akuna help unakam ku offer. But the first thing you want to say is, at is your story true? You people think also that rape is only limited to ati a stranger being attacked in the bushes. I think watu wanafikiria
exactly.
Rape ni ile ati nikikupata huko kwa bush, nikuvurute, nikurape, nikuchukue alafu nikuache. My friends, people are raped by their fathers in the house, by their uncles, by their brothers, by their sisters, by their friends, by the people closest to them in the comfort of their own homes. So stop having this limited thinking of rape. Sijui rape ni nini? Sijui mnafikirianga rape inafanyikangaje? So when a woman shares her stories about this, how she's been hurt by her boyfriend ama her husband, you fail to see the problem. Ono nani kama sini husband yako, si unafaa kumpea. So,
hii ni nini?
As in, why aren't you guys getting that rape is wrong in every form and degree, in every... It doesn't matter whether it's... Wah, you guys, I think I just need to go roll a J. So I can just chill out because I'm starting to get really fired up and I don't want to get on the internet because it's pretty triggering. It's really... It's really angering to see people come out with their stories and they're just being discredited and shamed for it. This is actually the main reason people don't like talking about their stories. People don't want to come out. So please don't be that person when you say come out na story yake. The first thing unafikiria ni kum discredit. We know, we're very aware that there's people who lie. We know that women lie to get back at men or they, you know, come up with stories and try to hurt other men. We know all that, but you can't even begin to compare it to the stories, to the real stories and experiences of real victims. You can't. For real, iyo ni kama enyewe tu. Huna heshima ya uyu victim when ya me go through iyo shit. Na sa ingine ni ukweli. Na sa ingine ya me go through so much. I may get so much courage to come kuongea about an vitu na feel. Another way for people to remain complicit is like to rape and abuse is that your understanding of rape is limited to extreme force and violence.
Yeah.
You think that for you to have raped someone, you have to have forced her, ama beaten her up. Wase, pia kuasha ni rape. If you have to talk to a girl into fucking you, like you have to be like, babe, please do, leo tu, usikatae, ukikubali nitakubaiya gari. When a woman wants to have sex with you, my friend, she's gonna do it. You won't even have to ask her. Do you get me? Like, just have sex with people who want to have sex with you. Because if you don't do that, then you have a problem. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, so, also, you believe that you have all the answers to what real feminism is, so that when women and men who are feminists speak up on how victims feel or how people who have been abused feel, you feel like wendo unajua au vile wanafaa kufeel na vile wanafaa kuhandle vitu. Wewe as a person, umesaidiaje society kwa history ya rape na abuse? Mbona kila saa ukiona watu wanajitetea ndo unaenda kusema si hivyo? Mbona unyamazangi? Mbona uongeangi saa zile watu wamenyamaza? Ukwe the first to speak on it. To speak on your issues. It just reminds me of like when we see in the news, Sidri, a woman has been murdered. And so everyone is angry about it. Alafu, a man will come out of nowhere. Sorry to say it's a man, but all the times I've seen, it's always a man. A man will come up out of nowhere anze kusema, mbona mjalingi men wakiuliwa? Mbona mkasirikangi hivyo men wakifanyiwa sijui nini? Wewe as a man, umefanya nini?
Yes, mbona what step have you taken as a man? Kama mwanaume mkubwa umemea.
But the only step amechukua ni kukuja kwa timeline, kwa tweets zangu, kwanza kuniambia not all men. That's the step I'm gonna take.
Wow.
And then you get angry, as in, wow, as in you guys, you're making me so mad. You're making me so mad because I really feel so bad for women and men who have to go, like who have gone through rape and abuse.
Any form of abuse.
Because speaking out takes everything. I get it. There's people who are very vocal, very confident in themselves, but mpaka saizi hawaezi hata simama kusema I've been raped. So for you to be able to do that, you're the strongest. You're the, I don't even know what to tell you, but you're doing good. And I believe you. And I'm always going to stand up for men and women who speak out, because I get it. I get it takes everything.
Yeah.
So another way to show that you're complicit is when someone comes up on the TL to say, you know, this was my experience, the first thing unawaambia tini atio Twitter si police station. Twitter si police station, endo report kwa police station. Niambie sa, wewe since wewe ni feminist sana na unapenda wanawake utaki waripiwe. Ni wapi Kenya gani umona police officers wakisaidia women? Ama ni wapi action imekuwa taken fully mpaka tumeona this rape case enyewe imepewa the justice it deserves? Ni wapi? Wewe polisi wagani wamekusaidia hii Kenya na rape story yako ndo ukuje hapa kuambia watu wengine vile wanafaa ku act
ati waende
over their rape? Please, toa ujinga hapa
mazee. Mayor,
toa ujinga hapa mazee. Toa ujinga hapa. You need to be a bit more sensitive to people and what they're going through. Something else is, stop trying to have sex with drunk people, because there's no way someone who's drunk is ever going to give consent. Unless it's a consenting relationship. Unless it's a... As in, kuwa tu na consent. Na consent. See, how is someone going to say no when they've blacked out? Yes or no when they've blacked out? Mtu atakupeaje answer yake ka ame bleki, ame zima, ame lewa, ame lala ko. How?
Haezi kujibu.
If you have sex with such a person, bro, that's rape.
Hiyo ni rape.
Juu saizi ni kaa tunadefine rape na ni kama hamwelewi rape ni nini. And for real, from the bottom of my heart, if you hate it when people speak out about rape, because in your heart, it's just, to me, in your heart, it's because either you're a rape apologist.
Yeah.
You're a rapist, you've done it yourself. Ama for real, you just don't give a fuck about people. You don't give a fuck about people's rights, people's lives, people's...
Emotions.
You're just an evil person.
Mental,
yeah, you're just an evil person. And you're just like the rapists, in short.
Yeah, you pamoja, same ozo.
So, listen, if the least you can do about rape is shut... Like, if the most you can do about rape is... shut up, then shut up. You don't have to always have an opinion on things you know nothing about, on things you've never experienced, on things you have no knowledge on. Yani kazi yako ni kuongea na kupiga piga mdomo huku ni kama you know wagwan. Just fucking shut up, man. What I'd like to say about rape is that I will always stand against anyone who's gone through any form of abuse, pain that has been caused by all this. And please, it's okay to speak out or not. It's okay, but please don't feel ashamed. Don't let these people who put you through this shit put you through it again. Uanze kufeel ni kama hauko worthy of telling your story. If you're able to come out, because society had e system I to say di. It's never been for us. It's never been for women, especially. We're always gonna be on the losing end for as long as we don't stand up for ourselves. Because clearly, it's like these men have shown that they don't want to stand up for us. Now, sisi, something we're not gonna do is sit back and complain like them ati mbona sazile sijui hamtus. No, we're just gonna stand up for ourselves. We are strong and we're gonna do it on our own.
Yeah.
So, please, please, please. I'm grateful for all of you for getting the courage to even speak out. Maze, like nimesema, kuna watu confident as fuck na haezi kam kusema amekua raped, amekua abused. Because all the shame and stigma that it comes with, and we get it. I get it. And I just wanted to say that I believe you and I love you guys, and I'm very sorry for everything you've had to go through.
Yeah, and guys, like men, tafadhali, let's just respect women.
Yes.
Let's just respect women.
Amen.
It won't hurt.
And not just women you're attracted to. Not just women you like. Or ati lazima ikwe, what if it was your mother? What if it was your sister? Respect women. Period. Yes.
No mko na standards mazime.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to do a follow-up for this, but I just needed to get it out, like, just say what I thought. Because then I nilikuwa nasikia ku scream, and I was getting so mad. Because the TL is so triggering today. But anyway, I said what I needed to say, so. As usual, thanks for listening. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.